Okay, we go short vort for Parshas Chayesara, Mevarachim Chodesh Kislev, Eretz Yisrael Chizik, Tav Shin Pei Dalet, Elohim Shmuel Nishmas, Eser Tehila, Bas Rav Gabriel Pirchas, of Shmuel Yitzchak Eliyahu, Ben Rav Pirchas Aaron, and of course for our brothers, our sisters, our soldiers, and the hostages in Eretz Yisrael. A beautiful idea from Rav Moshe Feinstein that I think connects beautifully to everything going on in the world. Pasuk says, V'tamah Sarah B'kiras, Arab L'hichevim Eretz Chavanah, V'yelo Avram L'sporot, V'sarv L'fz Kosa. Sarah passed away in Kiryas Arba, Chevron, and Avram comes to eulogize and comes to cry. And Rashi says very famously, "Nisvacha misa Sarah la'kid tishol v'isha adei besor sa'kida nidnamei be'ol shchita nikemach lo nishcha parcha nishmasim mimenu meisa." Says Rashi from Chazal, why is it that the misa, the death of Sarah, is next to Akid Tzizek? Because when she heard that Yitzchak almost died and she didn't, her neshama left. Says the Rav Moshe Feinstein an incredible question: how could it be that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us in the fifth parak, Asar nisyanos nisnas al ravinu al shalom ve'amar bekulam, Avram Avinu passed 10 tests, and he withstood 10 tests, ve'amar bekulam. And we know that Akedah Yitzchak was either the greatest for the Moses Shonim. Some Yishonim say that finding the burial place was the highest one. But ve'amar bekulam means that he withstood each test. And if Avram withstood each test, that means that Sar Menu also. So how could it be? Ve'amar bekulam, and here that Sar passes away from hearing that Yitzchak almost died. Says Rav Moshe, incredible insight. What was Sar Yemeinu's job? What's a mother's job? What's a father's job? What's a teacher's job? Is to give over our Yiddishkeit and to give over her chinuch. Sar Yemeinu's entire life and her whole being, her whole essence, was right. Avram was Megayer, the males, and Sar was Megayer, the female. Sar Yemeinu was on fire for Yiddishkeit. And so much so, she was on fire for Yiddishkeit for her son. She even told Avram to let Yishmael up because he was having a bad influence. What happened? She heard about Akedas Yitzchak. She realized that her son was successful. And she was able to realize that her chinuch was successful, her dedication, her loyalty, and that was given over to Yitzchak. And Yitzchak understood what serious nefesh meant. She was so happy, out of joy. Now her mission was complete in this world. Says Ramosha, it's not a question. How could she did it? It's a riot. It's a proof. It's a proof that she was so happy, she was joyous, so joyous that Yitzchak understood what it means to dedicate one's life. Actually dedicate one's life. And that's what we see the mysterious nefesh going on in Klai Yisrael. Mysterious nefesh going on in Klai Yisrael for the soldiers, for the wives of the soldiers, for the children of Klai Yisrael. We see the mysterious nefesh, the dedication of the Lord to throughout the Jewish people, the entire world. That's what a Yid is, where our Jews are on fire. You have people who are mamish, the candle of Hanukkah is lighting up, people lighting Shabbos candles, people putting on tzitzis or tefillin for the first time, begging to get tzitzis and tefillin. You see the mysterious nefesh of Klai Yisrael. And this is what Sar Yemeinu teaches us. That's not a question that how could she die from hearing about it. She was so happy that finally her mission was complete, that Yitzchak understood what it means to be a Yid in this world, then she was able to move on to the next world. She bezocha Hashem, bezocha bez Hashem, to continue to show the Moshom our dedication for Am Yisrael, for Klai Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael, dedication to one another. And bez Hashem, we continue to follow the mysterious nefesh of Avram and Sarah, and all our avos and imos, bezocha bez Hashem, to see them soon, Yisrael bez Hashem, Shkoyach, good Shabbos, good Chodesh, the story is told us.